you know, as I got to thinking, I'm like, there's so many people, you know, God is growing. I like to touch base with everybody. I'm going, maybe we should just start our service at like 9:15 or something. Or I know everybody's going, you're late. I said, according to who? But anyway, sorry. Welcome to my mind, my world. That's not always a safe place, but I just praise God for what he is doing here in our midst and the love that knits us together through his spirit. Amen? And just so thankful in what he continues to do. I'm still dwelling this morning and throughout last week. Jeremiah 31:3, whereas God speaks to the nation of Israel through the prophet Jeremiah and ultimately to us. I have loved you with an everlasting love. And I can't move past that. And to be honest with you, I don't really want to. Just know that no matter where I am or what I'm going through, what has happened or what the day entails, that God says, I still love you. And he has drawn us to him with his loving kindness. Let's just meditate on that here this morning as we go before the Lord in prayer. Just in the privacy and the stillness of your heart, I ask that you would bow your heads. And as we begin our services every week, just go to the Lord and pray. Whatever it is that he has laid on your heart here this morning, that he would speak to you, that he would minister to you, and that we would be open and receptive to his word this morning. Almighty, infinite Father, our precious Savior, Jesus, we praise you for who you are. You are holy, you are righteous, and you are just. You are the God of eternity. You're the God of salvation. You're the God of this church. And we acknowledge that here this morning. We submit to your power, to your leading, and to your word. Father God, I pray now for us individually as well as corporately, that every mind would be opened, every heart would be softened to hear and accept and receive the love and the truth of Jesus this morning. Father, I pray that you would bind and heal the brokenhearted. I pray, Father, that you'd bring clarity to those who are struggling with decisions and things going on in life. I pray, Almighty God, that you would lighten the load of those who are burdened today, that they would come to you and know your rest, and know your peace, and know your understanding. May we all be aware of your everlasting love. And God, I pray now that your Spirit, the Holy Spirit, would have complete reign here in every mind and every heart. May we bow before you, not just with the knee and with our head, but with our hearts. And may we submit to your authority and the authority of your word. How we need you and we love you here this morning, God. We thank you for hearing us this hour, this moment. May you be exalted and may you have the preeminence in all things. Speak through your servant. Speak your truth. Speak what you desire. Speak your purpose into the lives of each and every individual here this morning. For in the name of Jesus, we pray. For the glory of that name alone, we ask it. In all things, we pray to you. The name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. We're going to ask everybody to stand, and we're going to praise the Lord in song this morning. You know, Jesus is coming again. Witness, that means say amen. Jesus is coming again, and this song starts out, he's coming on the clouds, king and kingdoms will bow down. Let's sing this song together, the Lion and the Lamb.
He's coming on the clouds, kings and kingdoms will bow down, and every chain will break as broken hearts declare his praise. For who can stop the Lord Almighty? Our God is the Lion, the Lion of Judah. He's roaring with power and fire.
Forward to that, say amen. 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 You may be seated.
Good morning. Boy, it's great to see these pews almost filled, Pastor. Isn't that wonderful? People are coming in here and waiting to hear the word. And great singing and great praise for God here today. A couple messages or a couple of announcements. If you look in the bulletin, men's and ladies choir practice is coming today after Sunday school hour. And there's a need for more men. So if you like to sing or think you can sing or would like to think you can sing, they need men. So if you can come up and be part of that, that'd be great. You know, I think back when I was in seventh grade, my seventh grade music teacher, we had to sing like a solo in seventh grade. And he said to me, "Don't you ever sing." And I didn't for a long time until I was 16, driving a car and had the radio on, windows up. I sang like crazy because nobody could hear me. Anyway, so it won't be me, but we do need men in the choir for rehearsal starting today or continuing today. Also, if you look in the back of the bulletin, we need lots of nursery workers. Julie Nash, Julie around? Julie's in the back. If you can help see Julie, because we need people to help in that nursery. Also, we need a couple more parking lot attendants. I'd say Jim TikTok, raise your hand, but he's out in the parking lot. Just saw him walk by a few minutes ago. We need help with people to help with parking, and it's a good problem to have. And we also need a couple more security workers. So, Joe Salemi, Joe, you here? Joe's he's out in the hallway right now. But if you're interested in helping out with security, then see Joe for that. Also, I'm just going to mention a couple of things that are in the pink bulletin. And by the way, there are lots of inserts today. Make sure you look at both sides of the inserts and read everything that's in there. A lot of things coming up. But one is today, there's a Stitch and Prayer meeting after Sunday school hour, and you can learn more about that if you read in the insert there. Also, there's a baby shower coming up for Jill Scow next week, and today's the last day to sign up. So if you are interested in attending that baby shower, make sure you sign up today. And lastly, two more things I'm going to announce is next week is spring ahead already. So make sure you change your clocks next week or you'll be coming here at the wrong time. And then Tuesday, March 13th, will be a planning meeting for the simulcast. And again, there's more information on that in the insert, so I won't go into detail there. I think, Trent, you're going to talk about the Bible baskets?
I do have something I want to share. I'm excited. There's some great things going on in your teen group, a.k.a. Prime. Come on, you guys. Q, that was great. Really powerful. Thank you. No, but Prime's got some great stuff going on. You know, we had 33 kids down there, and they were a little louder than that last Wednesday. And, you know, we're just learning some awesome stuff. And God is really blessing. I'm going to tell you, five hands went up for salvation, Amen. Some of which were kind of for reassurance. You know, when you first get saved and you're just not quite sure. Man, I'd always rather be safe than sorry on my eternal destiny. Amen? Mm-hmm. Come on, smile, people. That was funny. Okay, but that's your eternal destiny. That's all we're talking about. And then one was absolutely a first-timer. And so God's doing some great things. And to that end, I have a friend who runs Lighthouse Missions in Long Island. And he does some great stuff, amazing stuff, and he doesn't do it alone. He does it with his wife, Andrea, and a whole team. And I actually have their 2017 Lighthouse Mission Annual Report right here. And the reason I say that is because the teens, we're going to be going over there to Long Island on a mission foray across. We're going to take a boat over there to Long Island, and we're going to be doing something really special. And let me explain it to you. There will be a video behind me in a moment. It's hard to believe, but I'm telling you, right on that island across the pond that we all look at right there, Long Island, there is some poor people in some really tough scenarios. I mean, if you haven't watched the news and seen MS-13 and all the gang stuff that's going on there and all that, you know, we think of Long Island and the Hamptons and everybody's got a big mansion. No, they don't. Right here in their report last year, they fed over 90,000 Long Islanders. Last year, over 90,000. The population of Madison's like 19,000. It's like feeding the entire shoreline rate, 90,000 plus. There's been years they've done like 140,000. Not only that, but they have so many different neat programs, and the way I came to meeting them was they bring kids to summer camp for free that can't get to camp. And that's an amazing thing. And they also have, every Saturday, they have a program for kids where the kids from the community who have nothing, 25%, actually it's 26% of the kids that come to their program are homeless. They have no home. Have no home. I'm telling you, there's some serious depravity going on over here and misfortune on Long Island, which is so sad, right? Would you agree? Nod your head. Thanks. It's so sad. So we are excited to be part of their program this year. They do special different things. They just did Valentine boxes where they put Bibles in those, and the kids that come to the program all get a little box of love. Oh, that's cool, right? Well, for Easter, they do Bible baskets. And Ray, I'm going to have you show this video, and then I'll explain what we're doing here.
Hi, everyone. Remember us from last year? We asked you to make Bible baskets for the kids of our kids' club. Well, the response was so overwhelming that we received so many baskets that the kids at our kids' club received them, and we were also able to bless the kids on our outreaches. It was phenomenal. So here we are again this year asking for your help again to also make some more Bible baskets for us. Yeah, so get together with some friends and make these Bible baskets, same as an Easter basket, but the main difference is what we need to make it a Bible basket is a Bible in it, or maybe a devotional, a coloring book, something that lets them know that wrap some cellophane around it, put a little bow, and you're good to go. Thank you so much, guys. We so appreciate you. God bless you.
So, we're going to be making some Bible baskets, and we're going to be bringing them over there to Long Island. Is that cool? Come on. That is cool. So what we're asking for you is we're going to put a couple boxes downstairs for next Sunday and the Sunday after, so the 10th and the 17th. I have to move teens and stuff, so please, even though I'd love you to fill this sanctuary, I can't get it all there. So, you know, everybody doesn't have to go crazy, but we would love your support and help in doing this. We're going to take care of ordering the Bibles that are going to go in the baskets. But I don't know, does anybody have like an old Easter basket laying around their house because their kids are gone, etc.? I mean, you know what I'm saying? I don't even know if you just run out and buy Easter baskets. I have to check this all out, okay? But I'm going to need some of those baskets. If you've got some and they're just rotting in your attic, bring them on down if they're in decent shape. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to have a couple boxes for you to bring some stuff. And the other thing they do is they give out clothes. And if you have some clothes, particularly kids' clothes or but adults too, you wouldn't believe the lines that they have of people that are waiting to be fed over there. Part of the outreach we're going to do, besides doing that for the kids, is we're going to help pass out food. And they'll have lines, like, across the parking lot and down the road. And know this, everybody that gets food hears the gospel first. Amen. They preach to everybody in line, and they will hear the gospel. And so we're going to open this up for you guys to help. You saw the list of some of the stuff that we're looking for. I'm not trying to make this overwhelming. Some of these kids haven't even gotten a Christmas present till like last year. Imagine you're in a homeless shelter and your parents got zero. So we're not trying to like overwhelm them, but we want to make these nice. I think it's going to be a wonderful thing for our church to do together and for the teens to go be a part of. So thank you very much for your help. And look for those boxes next Sunday, okay?
Is there a certain age group we're targeting for the kids or all ages?
You saw the kids in the video, and I'm going to tell you this. They collected 500 Bible baskets last year, and they passed out, I don't know, 150 at the thing. But then they went out to the community, and they were able to go door-to-door with Bible baskets and give them out to all the kids at their house or at the homeless shelters that didn't come or whatever. So you know what I'm saying? Pretty cool stuff.
All ages. All right. Thanks, Trent. The guys in the back, they've been kind of chomping at the bit to come forward, and let's have the ushers come forward. As you do, let's all stand and we'll recite together Psalm 27:13. Let's go ahead and recite that together now. I would have lost heart unless I have believed that I would see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Psalm 27:13. And Tom Callan, would you lead us in a prayer?
Surely. Let's pray. Father, in the most holy and precious name of your Son, Jesus, as we approach your throne of grace, Father, we do so with open arms, praising you, thanking you for the many gifts and blessings you bestowed upon us. And at this time in our fellowship with this church of believers, Father, we ask that you bless the gift and the giver as we give to this church body, Father, for the edification and glorification of Jesus Christ. Let us go out this week, share the good news of Jesus Christ with those that don't know you, Lord, through the love of Jesus. We ask these things. Amen.
There's a lighthouse on a hillside that overlooks life's seas. When I'm tossed, it sends out a light that I might see. And the light that shines in the darkness now will safely lead us o'er. If it wasn't for the lighthouse, my ship would be no more. And I thank God for the lighthouse. I owe my life to him. For Jesus is the lighthouse, and from the rocks of sin, he has shone a light around me that I could clearly see. If it was everybody that lives about us says, tear that lighthouse down. The big ships don't sail this way anymore. What's the use of it standing round? Then my mind goes back to that stormy night when just in time I saw the light of that old lighthouse that stands upon the hill. And I thank God for the lighthouse. I owe my life to him. For Jesus is the lighthouse, and from the rocks of sin, he has shone a light around me that I could clearly see. If it wasn't for the lighthouse, tell me, where would this ship be? If it wasn't for the lighthouse, tell me, where would this ship be?
Amen. Thank you, Bruce. We're going to ask everybody to stand. Hey, you know, you think it was a coincidence that I just showed a video about lighthouse missions and Bruce just sang? If it wasn't for that lighthouse, oh my word, God is too incredible all the time. He always amazes me how he makes what we sing go with what pastor's talking about. And I constantly go downstairs to my Sunday school lesson, and I'm like, did you just hear pastor upstairs? Because that's what we're talking about right here. It happens all the time. I can't even tell you. God is the orchestrator of everything, and nothing happens by coincidence. Can I get a witness? Please. We're going to sing an awesome song. And you know, it says in Revelations 5:9, and they sang a new song, saying, thou art worthy to take the scroll and to open its seals, for thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to God by thy blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation. Praise God that we've been redeemed, amen, by the blood of Jesus. Let's sing this.
I have a song to sing since I have been redeemed.
Called hymn books in front of you, and you're like, what is he singing? That's not what it says. Because in those old hymn books, they used to have this thing in the refrain where, like, it echoed quite often. So that's what I'm doing, in case you think I'm losing my mind, okay? There's an echo in there. You open your hymn book to 339, you'll see it. Here we go. I have a Christ.
I have a Christ satisfied since I have been redeemed. I am redeemed. I will glory in the Savior's name.
redeemed, say amen. Amen. You better say that enthusiastically. You better. This is an awesome song. We're going to sing about the Lamb of God.
You came from heaven.
Here we go. Father, we praise you and we love you because you love us. You loved us so much that you sent Jesus to die on this planet Earth, to die an awful death in our stead, in our place, to be our propitiation. Lord God, we just praise you and thank you for that love, for your grace and your mercy, for giving us what we don't deserve. Lord, thank you that salvation's a gift, but it came with an awful price. Lord God, we thank you as we celebrate also the resurrection of your son, Jesus. Lord God, we praise you and thank you for the power that is found in you, for the hope that is found in you, for our redemption through the precious blood of your son. Lord, use Pastor as he brings your word right now, and we celebrate communion. We love you. Use us as a church, Lord. May we have our hearts and minds willing, open, and ready to be the hands and feet of Jesus, we pray. In Jesus' holy name, and everyone said, amen. You may be seated.